I think this will be a wonderful moment. It will be the culmination of the Holy Father's visit over 4 days. The example of Cardinal Newman is very important for us, not only nationally, but as you know, internationally too. As a great teacher, his wonderful theological insights in his writings, his poetry, but I think it is his holiness that's being emphasized in this beatification, and a reminder that he was a pastor and a priest who worked for many, many years among the migrant community in Birmingham of his own day. He chose to come to live here so as to serve the poor migrant community, and I think his own writings and his wonderful insights reflect something of that very important pastoral experience too. And because of his experience of the first part of his life as an Anglican, and the way that he struggled for all of his life, I think, with this relationship between what he had received in faith and valued within the Church of England and what he came to in the fullness of faith as a Catholic. And it is interesting, we have a national dialogue between Anglicans and Roman Catholics in England and Wales, and we have been discussing the legacy and the teaching of Cardinal Newman in a way which has certainly drawn us together in reflection.
Archbishop Longley noted that the relationship between faith and reason was important in the teachings of Cardinal Newman and also in the teachings of Pope Benedict.
I think we've been very blessed in that these come together in the interests of the Holy Father and his teaching and his personal interest in Cardinal Newman's writing and teaching. And I think I'm sure it is for this reason that we've been blessed in that the Holy Father has chosen and decided to come to England, to Birmingham, to preside at this ceremony and to beatify Cardinal Newman in person. That's a tremendous blessing and a great sign, I think, for us of the significance of Cardinal Newman's teachings today, the relevance of what he has had to say in drawing together, and the appeal that the new evangelization must make to people's imagination, to the whole of the understanding of life, in a way which draws together faith and reason. I think that will give us a pointer as a church for our future direction, especially in reaching out as the Holy Father does and in touching people's minds and hearts with his own teaching.